SBS Filipino.
With me today is Peter Cullen from RecLink Australia, and we are going to talk about Choctober. Good day, Peter.
Oh, good. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Good, thank you.
Choctober. Interesting.
Yes. How do you feel about giving up chocolate for a month to create and empower women who are experiencing complex disadvantage, isolation, loneliness, or have difficulty accessing mainstream life because of homelessness, mental health issues, drug and alcohol issues, financial concerns, or maybe confidence or even abilities to generate like a middle, like what we call a third tier sport or a middle ground. So we bring the welfare agencies to work together, and we want to try and generate more opportunities for women, and where we've been able to get women involved in sport experiencing disadvantage, we've found it really empowering and impactful on their lives and very, 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 very life-giving. And some women we've actually got involved in Australian rules, and I've even heard women use terms like it gives them a chance to express the masculine side of themselves. I thought that was a really interesting comment, or they felt that they were empowered by playing Australian rules. And another lady told me that they felt like they were making a contribution with their body playing Australian rules football.
Comments that you don't hear a lot, but make a lot of difference, isn't it? And if
Absolutely.
One woman can hear that comment, maybe it would give that woman the strength to pursue her own dreams. Or
exactly. We had a couple of women who had been involved in serious self-harm, who had become very isolated, ended up doing the City to Surf after a series of boot camps. And the lady said that, one of them in particular, said that she was very isolated, and that when she not turned up on one occasion, people asked where she was. They called her by name. She felt very vulnerable in the area where she was living, and the outlet meant so much to her to feel so alive, to feel so involved, and having people interested in her. And she was encouraged to do the City to Surf, and it was just the most thrilling experience for her. Another lady won the league medal in the females in Australian rules, and she was telling me how she couldn't sleep that night because of the medal was around her neck, and how she wore it for days, how her children would bring it out of the cupboard to show visitors how proud she was of that.
So, Peter, how does this work during the month of October?
In terms of the Choctober campaign, what we'll do, we'll ask people to register online to do fundraising by giving up chocolate and asking friends or the company they work with or interested people to make a donation for them giving up chocolate for a month. So it's quite a challenge. There is a site, www.choctober.org. So that person will be raising money for opportunities. RecLink's a 27-year-old organisation that has hundreds of member agencies and has done a lot in this space for disadvantaged generally. But we're wanting to bring a bigger focus to women and sport and opportunities. And we thought the way to do this was to create this Choctober. And so we're really keen for people to consider signing on for the Choctober campaign. It could be a big challenge. I visited a welfare agency, said, look, it's a big thing. And she opened the drawer and there was a block of chocolate. And chocolate is a big part of our lives. So to sacrifice something to help others and maybe to improve their own health over that month, to testing their own discipline around giving up chocolate.
It's a good way to help others while developing that discipline, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. To have that in the back of your mind that you can help people. And loneliness, we think we all feel for people who become lonely and become isolated, who don't have that. And RecLink has the that is our full focus, sport, recreation, arts, health and wellbeing programs for people, including the unincluded, who wouldn't normally. And for being the unincluded, in many cases, is women in a particular way.
It's just 31 days in October. Wouldn't hurt.
We'd love to see people, yeah, please jump on and give it a try. We really need your support. We're really wanting to get those opportunities out there. We believe that Australia is a great sporting nation, but it's important that we continue to live the fair go. This is an expression of the fair go. It is an expression of helping people. And if you want to help people and you're looking for a vehicle to do that, this would be a great way, with some sacrifice, contacting some friends to make a donation. And let's get these opportunities rolled out. And to be honest, it's not uncommon for the people we work with to say they have suicidal feelings, they have very low feelings or mental health issues. And the affiliation and involvement, a regular structure, something that people really enjoy. And it's not uncommon for people to say, I love the RecLink program. What I get out of it is life, really. And some people have said, it saved my life. Just the sheer involvement of meeting others, it can become a real lifeline for some people, and I guess I can't point that out strong enough. And you can be a part of helping through Choctober.
Thank you very much, Peter Cullen from RecLink Choctober, beginning October 1st.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate your support and the station's support.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.